Welcome to Sozo's Podcast, a student ministry of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. We're glad you're here. We meet every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8:30. Check us out on Instagram at SozoYTH.
Excited as we go through these next 2 weeks. Before I go any further, I wanted to share with you, we have a huge announcement. Somebody say huge. Yeah, it's huge. It's going to be so cool. Before I jump into this huge announcement, I just wanted to share why we exist as a church and a youth group. We exist because we want everybody to realize that God loves them unconditionally. Did you know God loves you unconditionally? So true. Just pat yourself on the back and receive it. Hallelujah. God's been good. And I just want to remind you, in case I haven't said it to you, you belong in your family. So welcome to the family. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have us open up real quick. Get out your phones. We're going to go to John 13:34. John 13:34. And as you're turning there, I want our Zach Del Turco to come on up and join me as we got some good news tonight. Good news. And Zach, I'm just going to go ahead and...
I'm not pregnant, bro.
What's that?
I'm not pregnant.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good news right there.
Zach would be the richest man alive if you were pregnant. I don't know.
That yes, I
weird.
Would.
Anyway.
Yes, I would. Oh, man, that's really awkward. So, guys, I just want to talk just a couple minutes, and we're going to get back into the message here in a second. But this is probably one of the hardest things that I have to say 27 years of living. I actually resigned from my job here at Victory about 4 months ago, and that's probably why a lot of you guys haven't seen me really communicating from the platform. It's because, number one, how many of you guys know this? Number one, the kingdom of God is not built on one gift, but the gifts of many. Can I get an amen? So those of you who think God can't use you, it's time that you get off the sidelines in the game and say, God, use me, I'm ready. Because the kingdom needs it now more than ever for you to say, what's my part to play in the kingdom of God? But the second thing is it would have made it a little bit more easy of a transition if you guys didn't hear me communicating every single week. So Ben's been speaking, Kristen's been speaking, we had other communicators speaking, and we're going to continue to have other communicators speak because this isn't a one-man show. This is about building the kingdom of God and building the gifts that are inside of each one of you guys. And some of you guys are probably like, man, like Zach, you told us you're never leaving us. Well, I'm not leaving. I'm stepping down from my role. I think I'll still be speaking maybe once a year, depending on a couple things. But I'm still going to be here Wednesday nights as a small group leader. I haven't kind of found my place in whose small group I'm going to dive into. But, man, I'm excited for what God's going to do in this house. And I can honestly say this, that the greatest days of Sozo is ahead of us. Do you believe that? Do you guys believe that? I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be attending church here Saturday nights. You can meet me up front on the left side. But the timing was now for me. And if I can give you guys my why before we jump back into some things. My why is I see a broken world that needs to hear Jesus. And working in a church, it's a calling. And I love the 3.5 years that I was here, but I believe that my gifts are going to be used outside of these four walls to really make a big impact in this region and in this world, to be around very influential people and share the gospel. That's what I believe my calling is. And I'm not somebody who's going to come here on a Wednesday night and preach one thing and then go 6 days a week living another thing. And that's my hope, and that's always been my hope for us as a ministry, that we wouldn't just come and have a gathering and sing songs that we like to hear because it makes us feel good, but that we would come together to get equipped to do what God has called us to do. Can I get an amen? Amen. And my last word of encouragement to you guys and to this ministry, and this is something that's been stirring in my heart for over 4 months, is that, guys, it's time. Like, coming to church once a week is not making an impact in this world. I'm sorry. But what are we doing 6 days a week while we're not here? And that's my question, and I want to propose that to you. Like, what are we doing as followers of Jesus Christ if we just gather once a week for an hour and 15 minutes and sing Kumbaya, get in a small group, and then we go and we live our lives like we never knew Jesus? And it's time, as this generation rises up, that we say, you know what? I'm living a pure and holy life. It's not easy. I'm going to be persecuted. But I choose to do it because somebody's salvation, somebody's life depends on it. And that's my hope. As you guys, the next generation rises up, and I'm just going to call a couple people out right now. Mitch Gore and the Knox Sozo is absolutely amazing, and that's what God's calling us to do as a church, to go outside of these four walls and tell people about the love of Jesus. Slippery Rock, Jake Schaefer, leading an after-school program at his school, 30-some people coming to the Lord. That's what it's about. Who else am I missing? There's other school. What else do we have, bro? Seneca Valley. There we go. Where's Rebecca Beers? Rebecca, she's leading it as a teacher there. We're seeing people coming to know Jesus because of us going outside of the four walls. And as we take this next step into this ministry, my hope is that you would get off your butt and to the game. As a big brother, like I'm speaking as a big brother and as a father, like get off your butt and to the game. Because you're going to be 35, you're going to be 45, you're going to be 55 looking back and say, you know what? Why did I never do anything? When you're 70 years old and you're 80 years old and you're on your deathbed, I guarantee you're not going to think about anything else than, man, I wish I would have spoke up. I wish I would have made a difference. I wish I would have just stepped out of my stinking little comfort zone and say, use me, God. Now's the time, Sozo. Now's the time that we be the church. The sleeping giant needs to wake up. Can I get an amen? Does that resonate with you? Does that resonate with you? Come on. That's my last words of encouragement as I step down from this ministry. More than ever, I believe God's calling leaders to rise up. He's tapping you on the shoulder tonight, and you have the option to say yes or no, and he will move on. Serious. I can be serious.
Come on, can we give Zach a round of applause? I know you guys have a question. The question is, what's next? Who is stepping into these big shoes that Zach has? And you know, Alyssa and I, we're becoming your pastors tonight, and so we're very excited. And we'll unpack that all in a moment. But what I wanted to do as a family, as we started this series, Family Matters, is you know, Zach and Ellie are such amazing leaders, and I the Bible talks about. One of the six doctrines of our faith is actually the laying on of hands in Hebrews, okay? So important when we lay hands on one another. We do it for four reasons, but what we'll talk about today real quick is the impartation of gifts and the bless Zach and Ellie. So Ellie and Alyssa, could you come on up here? We're going to have them come up here. And guys, if you would, just stretch your arms forward. When you lift your hand forward, and you're saying, Ben, I'm in agreement with you. I'm praying and partnering in faith with you. And we just want to lay hands on them and pray blessings for them in this next season of life and what God's calling them to. And so would you guys just join us in faith? Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Zach and Ellie. And we thank you for the call that's on their life. Father, we thank you that you've ordered their steps. Lord, I thank you that everywhere the soles of their feet touch, it will be blessed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the grace and the anointing that's on them. God, the anointing that's on Zach to minister to the hopeless, Lord, to stand in the gap and to be a father to the fatherless, Lord. We thank you for the mighty man of God that you've raised up. Lord, we thank you so much for Ellie and the gifts and the talents that are on her life, Lord, and the word of how you just speak through her, Father. We thank you, and we just declare increase in 2019, increase in their relationship. relationships and physically and God let them become pregnant 2019. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you for the blessings on their life. From their head to their toes, God, everything that they put their hands to, let it be blessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the grace that's on their life and what you have in store for them. In your mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 Come on.
I love you so girl.
Come on, can we give them a round of applause? So guys, today, kind of where we see it going is from this point, we just wanted to share a little bit about us. Kind of like vision for our family. We're family now, and we're very excited to be a part of the family and just jump in, and we just want to love on you guys. So we're going to go through a few things, and I hope that everybody has their Bibles out and that you guys have opened up God's word. And so I just want to remind everybody and make sure something is clear. Zach and Ellie, they're staying for the whole service, and they're going to be here during small group time. We have something very special planned for them, and it involves you. It involves you. So at the end, we're going to get announcements from Rachel Zabila or somebody, and they're going to give us announcements on how we can bless Zach and Ellie. And I don't want to spoil. I'm not going to spoil. I'll mess up the details. But so be paying attention for that so that we can just love on them. But this week, we just want to share about our hearts and what we believe so that you can get to know us better as we're talking about vision for our family. And this week is about us, and next week we're going to be talking about where we're going in 2019. So this is a two-week series that we just wanted to share with you who we are starting this week. So, hon, why don't you go ahead and take on over?
Hey, so my name is Alyssa, if you guys haven't met me, and I'm having a really hard time getting past this wobbly table, so if you see
it is
me
very difficult.
Laugh
God, can
at
somebody
a,
give
random,
us a, table?
A really bad
will,
time,
will a leader step
that
up?
Wasn't a hint, I was just like pointing out the obvious that it keeps going back and forth, because I want to laugh, but it's probably not a good time to laugh. So, but like Ben said, our hearts are to love God and love people, and we want you guys to just continue growing the way that you already have been, to continue seeking God, to become little ambassadors of Christ. Well, not little. You're in high school, so now you're big. But to just continue going after all that God has for you and to find your purpose, because you guys are the hands and feet. Ben and I, we're just here to equip you and to help you. You guys are the ones that do the work, and we want to see that happen. Whatever that looks like, if it's something that isn't already in place, we want to make it come in place, because we want you guys to be walking out what is on your heart.
That's so good. So good.
Yeah, and I wanted to share a story with you guys. We wanted to break the ice a little bit. We know that this is probably pretty heavy, and it's kind of difficult right now because we all love Zach and Ellie. So we love you guys, and we're sorry if you're having a rough time right now, but we wanted to share a story just so you guys can get to know us a little bit more. Some of you have heard this because I know some of you have already gone through Echo and have heard our story, but when we started dating, well, when we met, we'll start there, because when we met, Ben was all in. I'm not bragging on myself, but he was like head over heels. And I was like, Ben, who? And so we met actually here in this room when 19 North was.
I was in love.
He was.
She was in like.
Yeah. I don't even know if we could call it like. But we met in this room when 19 North was still a thing. And Ben, I don't even remember how we met, honestly, the first time. But anyways, he just started talking to
Take
me.
Take notes, guys.
Yeah. Take some of these notes. He just started talking to me, and he would talk to me whenever we were here, and he was strategic, so he would message me on Facebook because that was what was cool back then. And so he was always talking me up, and he was not on my radar. He was completely in the friend zone. But then he did this other strategy where he became friends with my friends. And so all of a sudden, Ben just started to show up with my friend group. And I didn't think anything of it, totally oblivious to, oh, maybe this guy likes me. Nope, not even a clue. I was just focused on having fun and hanging out with my friends. And so he would do all these things. He would talk to me. He would, you know, hang out with my friends. And then one time he worked his way up to asking me if I wanted ice cream, because I love ice cream. Holla. Yeah, I love ice cream. And so one day he said, hey, do you want to go get ice cream? And I said, shh. No. And in my mind, I thought, who is that guy? Like, creepy. And so he kind of gave us some time, didn't want to be full creeper on me. And so He gave some time. And then the cycle would start again, and he would talk to me in person. He'd message me on Facebook, and he'd be hanging out with my friends. And then he'd ask, hey, do you want to go get ice cream? And I'd be like, no. And then the cycle would just continue. And so this happened for an entire year, and he asked me to ice cream 15 times, and I said no every 15 times. And then all of a sudden, this one day, in this very room that we are in right now, I don't know what happened. All 120 pounds of him came walking through those doors, and I was like, dang, boy, where have you been? And so, I don't know, the rest is history, and here we are. But that is how we fell in love. Took me a year.
I was in love. She was in like.
Guys, be patient.
Yeah.
Girls, we take a while to make up our mind.
There is something, though, I do want to highlight. Guys, don't be weird. It is so important. Yeah. Don't be weird.
He wasn't weird. He was strategic.
I was sly dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I snuck it in there. Mm-hmm. And don't be a crazy stalker. Girls, if you see somebody that's like me, run. So I don't even know. But I wanted to share a story with you before we jump into John 13:34. And so that was actually when I proposed to Alyssa. And so I think some of you guys are going to be like, yeah, Ben knows how to wine and dine. So you guys can definitely take notes, fellas, take notes, because I'm about to pull out all the stops right here. So Alyssa showed up for work. But what I had done is weeks before, I had planned everything. I had been strategic. I called her boss. She actually had the day off. So she shows up, and there's flowers on her desk. And what happens is they tell her that you got to go home. And so I'm there to pick her up. And so I'm like her chauffeur. I take her couples massage. Holla at your boy. while we're in the car, we're just driving, right? She's like, where are we going next? I'm like, well, we're going to the airport. And she's like, what? And so I had been communicating with her mom, and she packed her suitcase. So we had it all ready, everything that she would need. We got on the airplane. I never told her right where we were going. So I could have been a creeper, like murderer right there, you know? But she just went with the flow. And so anyway, we land in Florida. Now, I had communicated with my aunt. She showed up in basically a limousine, and she was holding a sign for us.
I never met her before.
She didn't know that this was the plan. And
I actually smack talked his grandma, which would be her mom, while in the car.
Yeah.
I talked about her driving, so it wasn't like that bad.
Like,
but
she tore her up. It was hilarious.
It wasn't that bad.
I was like, I can't believe you're doing this right now.
I did do that.
And my aunt drives us to the beach. We walk out on the beach, and literally there's a blanket laid out and a basket, like her favorite flowers, sunflowers.
Cheez-Its. That's how I knew it was me.
The whole nine yards, and I asked her to marry me. She had no idea. I mean, you'd have to know that something was coming at that point, right? But she had no idea, and I did that, fellas, just so you know, because if she said no, I'd be like, well, you got to figure out how to get home. Oh! So.
But we got to stay the whole weekend with his aunt and his uncle,
just awesome.
So it was really nice.
But I wanted to share that with you because, you know, fellas, you could take some notes.
Yeah, take notes. Best proposal ever.
So anyway, let's jump into John 13:34, and it's going to come up on the screen. So here it is. So I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate the same love that I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you're my true followers.
And so love God, love people. And I know we've already said that, but we just want to emphasize that because God's love is the most powerful force that there is out there. One word, one hint of it can just totally break us free from anything. It can totally set our minds on something that we never thought. It can show us things that we've never seen before. And so we want you guys to just continue focusing on that relationship with him because it's not something that we all of a sudden experience and then we know it. It's something we continually experience because it's too big for us to possibly fathom all at one time. And one way that we can experience that is through our community. You guys have a wonderful community here already. You guys are loving on each other through small groups. You're helping each other, and we want you guys to continue doing that. We just want that to walk out even more because other people is how we get through hard times. We all will experience hard times. It's inevitable. It's something that we're going to go through, and when you have those other people there, they're there for you to lean on. They can pull you out of the ditch. They can speak encouragement into your life whenever you need it most. And we just want that to continue happening, and we want you to do that for other people too. High school's a weird time because you're kind of adultish, but you don't have all the you don't have all the freedoms of an adult. And so you're probably like in this tug of war with, okay, I have to listen to my parents, but I feel like I know things pretty well. And you're constantly, your friends are your life right now. But sometimes we can wear that mask. We can wear a mask with our friends, but this is a place that you guys don't have to wear that mask, because when the mask comes off, that's when the walls come down. That's whenever healing can occur. That's whenever true friendships and connectedness can actually happen. We want you guys to be celebrating with each other, and we want you guys to know that two is always better than one. We don't want you doing anything by yourself. We want you to always have a community, have a group, have a tribe, because nobody should be struggling by themselves. Nobody should be celebrating by themselves. This is a group thought. And whenever we're in that community mindset, we can be loved like Christ loves us, but we can also show that love to other people. Because God doesn't ask you to get your stuff together so that he can love you better. He loves you better so that you can get your stuff together.
That's so true. That's our heart. Mm-hmm. That's our heart. And it's already happening here. Like, the small groups are amazing. Come on, can I just hear like a come on or like an amen or preach it, white boy? I don't know. But like, small groups are so amazing. And you know, Alyssa and I as a team, that's what we just do, ministry together. And our heart is to call out the greatness in people. That's our heart. We want to tell people what they can do, not what they can't. Come on, we hear enough of that. Anybody can walk around and say, garbage, trash, disgusting. No, we want to say, God, what are you saying about so-and-so? Come on, that's hard. That's hard to say. God, what do you have for so-and-so? God, would you use me to be the one that sees what no one else sees? What are you saying about so-and-so? And can I say it? Let me say it. I want to mine the gold out of somebody, and that's our heart. You know, we want to make other people's worlds bigger, not smaller. We want to bless people. We believe in people. We are for people. We want to tell people that they're going to make it, and that we choose not to beat them when they're down or beat them down, but tell them that you are born and God has created you for greatness, and great you're going to be. That's our hearts for students. That's our hearts for leaders. As we grow in right relationship with Christ, we believe that you will find your purpose in his presence. And it takes a community sometimes to rally around one another and lift up each other's arms when we feel like we can't go further, can't do another day of school, I can't stand my friend group, I'm struggling, wherever it is.
Yeah, and this place right here, there's ministers in here, not just, you know, people will be in full-time ministry as well, but you guys are going to walk out of here and you're going to be ministering to people. And when you go to college, you're going to be ministering to people in your jobs, whether it's secular or whether it's ministry. This is a pool of just wonderful Christians that is just going to be coming out of this church. And you guys are going to be a part of that because you guys have greatness on you. You guys have so many things that are in you that you don't even know are in you. And you might be thinking, Alyssa, you're just telling me this because it's your job to tell me this or whatever. But no, I am telling you this because I know that for a fact. I sense it when I walk in here. I can feel it in worship. I can see it whenever I look at your faces. You guys have greatness on you. And so we are here to help you find that greatness, that purpose that is in you. And we're going to help pull it out of you. We're going to push you into it. And wherever you're passionate, whatever you're passionate about, you guys are going to walk in that. Because you are all leaders and you are all ministers of Christ, whether you're going to be in the secular world or not. You have great things that you're going to be doing. So do not look at yourself as less than because you're in high school. You guys have more in you than you know.
Yeah. That's so true. Dang, she can preach, huh?
Boom.
She's pretty fine, too. Guys, Alyssa and I are not coming in to make all these changes. We're not coming in to tear the whole place up. Listen, Zach and Ellie have done an amazing job. Yep. They are amazing leaders. And we're coming in the pastor and pick up where Zach left off. You guys are amazing. What's going on here is life-changing. It's so awesome. And I really believe that students that come here, Alyssa said, you can see it on your face. Like, you can feel the love of God when you're in here. Come on, how about the worship team? Come on. You can feel God's presence. It's so amazing. And I believe that every student is one step away from being a success story, and we want to be a part of that success story. You know, as adults, we've made a lot of mistakes, and sometimes it can feel like we've hit all the potholes. Hello, we grew up in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of potholes.
Amen.
Amen. And no, I didn't say potheads. I said pothole. Ah, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm a lot funnier than y'all think, I swear. But we want to be that safe place for students to share their struggles and to share what's going on in your life and to share what broke your heart and what you're navigating and to get advice, to get prayer, to share and grow in faith. Students need to be known and needed and nobody forgotten about, and that is happening here. Come on, you can't walk in this room and not be plugged into a small group and be known, needed, and not forgotten. And we're skilled. As a family, we're driven and we're passionate, and we're just going to continue to chase after God's heart and to grow closer in right relationship with Jesus.
So we'll close with the verse that we started with in John 13:34. So I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you are my true followers. How you love each other and how you love others is a testimony to unbelievers. People will see you loving Christians, non-Christians, whoever, and they're going to be amazed at the God that you're serving because he has tremendous love for us. And so we want you guys to just continue growing, taking next steps, whatever that looks like for you. And so my question for you guys tonight is, what does your daily routine with the word look like? Do you even have that daily routine? If you don't have that, that's okay. You can start tomorrow. Start with a minute, 1 minute, reading one verse and praying about it and writing down what you get. That's all you have to do, and it grows from there. I started with 5 minutes with God, and now I spend an hour with him, and it goes by like that. But you have to start small. It doesn't just start big like that. Or maybe you're spending 5 minutes with him. Well, I challenge you to spend 10 minutes with him. But guys, the word is so important. It's not something that's boring. Once you get into it, it will become alive to you, and you will grow so much in your time with God that it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, God loves you unconditionally. And how do you know the promises of what God says about you unless you read it for yourself? God's not a man that he shall lie, and that's how we get to know how God loves us and how God views us, right? And if we don't know how much God loves us and we don't receive that love, we'll never be able to love others. Come on, because how you view yourself is how you'll treat somebody else. If you beat yourself up in your mind, if you beat yourself up in your heart, you're going to beat others up. It's going to flow out of you. And so loving people has to be intentional and something that we look for to do, and start with your daily devotional so that you can begin to see the promises that God even has for other people and then encourage them and spur them and love on the people that are around you. How can we impact others' days? Other people's days. And we want to be known by how we impact those that are around us.
And impacting others is something that's intentional. You're not just going to be thinking about others because we naturally think about ourselves. So it's something you have to think about. How can I connect with this person? How can I love on that person? What can I do for the people around me today? And make it a goal. Maybe you do something for somebody once a week. Or maybe you want to do it once a day, whatever that looks like for you. Or maybe there's somebody that you know that they're struggling. What can you do to help them? It's intentional. It's something that's thought about.
Guys, with that, if you haven't made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, we want to take that time to give everybody an opportunity. If you haven't started your relationship with Jesus, we want to give you this opportunity. So could we all bow our heads? You know, Jesus said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man comes to the Father except through me. The Bible says in Romans that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you'll be saved. God died on the cross for you and I so that we could live eternally with him, so that we could be heaven bound. If you've come in here today and you haven't made Jesus Lord and Savior of your life, would you just slip up your hand? Amen. Listen, we're all going to pray together. If you raised your hand, maybe you wanted to. When we pray this prayer out loud, you can have confidence that Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, is going to come into your life and you are heaven-bound. You are saved. Can everybody repeat after me? Father God, I come to you. In Jesus' name. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus, you're the Son of God. And you died on the cross for my sins. And Jesus, I receive you to be my Lord. I'm a child of God. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, can we just celebrate real quick?